Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Curtis off this week. Jones and Keith coming up at 10. I think they're back to work. Courtney off starting on Thursday. I believe Mego in here on Thursday and Friday, and maybe Rob Ninkovich next week filling in. How long are you gone for? Are you gone all of next week as well?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Yep.
The abuse of flex time that occurs at this place right under my nose is flabbergasting.
Yeah. Wow. Now we're getting into summer months, and it's like weeks at a time.
Oh, you're right about that.
Usually what a vacation is, yeah.
This is Eric from Leicester. Hey, Eric.
Hey, kid. A sad day, man.
It is.
I miss this guy. He was such a staple. Mic check 1, 2. Going to get some Patriots interviews for the show tomorrow.
Yeah, we went to Arizona to do the lead up to the Super Bowl, and we went to interview the guys. Mm-hmm. You know how they do the interviews? they do the interviews at the hotel,
right?
And LB was in charge of, we were using a DAT recorder at that time, and LB was in charge of operating the recorder. So we went there and we did interviews with Tom Brady. We did interviews with Teddy Bruschi. We did interviews with Matt Light. We did all these incredible interviews. And then when we got back and got ready to you know, download them and get them ready for... The only thing we had on the DAT recorder that LB was operating was his mic check.
No.
Test 1, 2, check, 1, 2. On our way to do the interviews, get some Patriots guys for the show tomorrow. Check.
That is it.
No.
I can't believe you have that audio. That was it. And we were literally sitting there for 10 minutes interviewing Tom Brady. And that had nothing.
What?
I got lucky enough to win my way out to the Hillman Golf Tournament 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And LB had swiped this stuffed bear from Bugaboo Creek, and he had that thing mounted to the golf cart. He got himself a bottle of Sailor Jerry at like 9 in the morning, and we had the best golf round of my life.
It's impossible to, like, we could do this for a year and not fit in all the incredible stories about, like, the larger-than-life description is exactly what is what fits him best, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I agree with you. It is it's a really, really sad day.
Can we just circle back to that? So he did his mic check, and then how did it not record?
He somehow turned he would blame his gut and say that his stomach must have turned the volume down on the mic, so nothing else was recorded.
Okay.
Test 1, 2, check, 1, 2. On our way to do the interviews, get some Patriots guys for the show tomorrow. Check.
That's the only thing that we had left after that. Oh, my God. That's such a great story. This is Jerry from Newport. LB loved Newport, too.
No, okay.
Loved Newport. He loved Buff's Pub. I think his jersey, I believe, still hangs at Buff's Pub last time I was there. And it used to hang. There used to be one at the Fours, which is now Scores, I think. So what's up, Jerry?
What is happening?
What's going on?
My favorite story of LB is I was 14 years old, and the Bruins played the Newport Police in a fundraiser softball game at Cardings Field.
Yeah.
After the game, LB and Mr. Lazaro gave me $100 to go get earrings, and then I proceeded to watch them pierce each other's ears at Mudville, in Newport.
With Jeff Lazaro.
Yep. It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. My uncle was a Newport cop. It was unbelievable. Right at the bar, just popping earrings into each other's head.
Fantastic. This is Herbie from Reading. Hey, Herbie.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? So sorry for the loss of LB. It It was such a shock. But my favorite story was it was how he made me feel one day. I was at the 1996 All-Star game up in the balcony with my buddies. We were all at the game, and one of them had a video camera. And we were just sitting there, and they were like, "Hey, is that LB over there? What's he doing up there on the balcony?" So I said, I'm going to go buy the guy a beer. So I went down to the concourse, got as many beers as I can. And back then, I think that was before the two-beer limit.
Yeah.
And I'm walking up the stairs with, like, I think I had at least four beers. I'm like, "Oh, don't spill these. Don't spill these. You're going to give them to LB." And so I go up there, and LB sees the beer coming, and his eyes light up. And he's like, I go, "LB, I bought you some beer." And he's like, "Come on down." He says, "Come on in." He's like, "Sit down." He puts his arm around me. And I was like, "Ooh, you know, that's the arm that punches everybody." And I was like, worried about it going around my neck. But, you know, he was like, "This is my new best friend, Herbie." And a couple of guys come up in some suits.
Yeah.
Saying, "Hey," to LB. And he's like, "Hey, this is," he's introducing me to everybody. "Hey, this is my new best friend, Herbie." So for 5 minutes in my lifetime, I was a good friend of LB's. And yeah. I know it was the beer goggles talking, but. Yeah.
No, he was like that. He would, Courtney, you cannot imagine this, but he would give his cell phone number out on the air and tell everybody to just call him or text him whenever they wanted to hang out.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. There'll never be another one.
Lived 100 lives.
Right.
Went to jail for a period of time while we were doing the show together at Bill Ricca House of Correction.
Oh.
And then got out and we did... we had Capitol Grill wanted to throw a get out of jail party for him. So we did the Sean, we did the ex-continental breakfast at the Capitol Grill.
Exceptional wordplay.
To welcome him back to the show.
Was he able to call into the show from jail?
Yes, occasionally when they got their phone time or whatever. He had to borrow somebody else's minutes or something like that.
People in jail must have loved him.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, there's no possible way to tell all the stories. There's no way.
There's only one LB.
No way.
And the GETS suck.
Yes. Yes. He was very fired up about the Patriots and the Jets in a playoff game and just happened to put the G in, put the G in there instead of the J.
It happens.
Yeah, we've all been there. Happens.
I mean, look at the mayor of Philadelphia with the Eagles.
Yes.
She forgot the A, so.
All right. I think, real quick, let me get Wiggy, let me get our guy Leon on.
Leon.
Hey, Leon.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Oh, man, sad day, but a great day. Yeah. You know, all these stories about LB. Yeah. Wig, I'm down in MV. You should be here, but it's okay.
Hey. Congratulations, too, on your chemo, too, brother.
Yes.
Oh, I just finished 10 days ago. So I got to give you this one LB story, guys. So about 4 years ago, Annie let me pick him up and to bring him out to watch this Bruins game. And we went to PJ's in Bellingham. So he's you know, we're having a good time. So he decides he wants to buy everybody a shot, you know, tequila. You know, that's his favorite thing.
Yeah.
So he says, "Everyone get some salt, get a lime." We think it's a normal shot. So he takes a little, you know, puts some salt on his wrist. Grabs the tequila. He says, "Everyone follow me." He proceeds to sniff the salt.
Yes, snorted it.
Takes the tequila and drinks it. Pulls back his eyelid and squeezes the lime in his eye.
That's how we did tequila shots, yes.
We looked at each other like, "Oh, hell no."
That's how we did them.
But that was one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Only LB.
Man.
I just wanted to call in and say hi. I don't really call in, but I wanted to call in for LB because it was just he was just an awesome guy. Yeah. Awesome. I'm going to miss him.
The best ever. So, all right. We're going to take a break, and then we will come back and get as many Hill notes as we can in on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI. All right, before we try to squeeze in Hill Notes, we got to open up the window world of Boston weather window. Even though Curtis is not here, our go-to meteorologist, Shime, filling in. Open it up if you could, Shime. What are we looking at? We have some sort of a heat warning underway. Is that correct?
That's correct, Greg. We have a heat advisory in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. It's currently 83 degrees here, a little cloudy in the city of Boston, but the high today is 90. It is going to get into the 90s today. Okay. Luckily, there will be some wind gusts up to about 20 miles an hour. Hopefully, that'll help cool things down just a smidge.
Okay, you could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. And Hill Notes are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Greg, in college, 10-cent beers were called dinies. And that's what Wiggy owes Ken Laird for all the photocopies he makes with company resources.
That is true.
What's that?
LB would call beverages wobbly pops. Makes sense if you think about it.
I like that.
Yeah, because you're wobbling around after a significant amount of them. So wobbly pops. Have a wobbly pop for LB today.
R.I.P. LB. We'll miss you, man. I remember that time you went up in the lift. You were up there with Spaz, falling asleep, snoring on the radio. Hey, kid, have a few wobbly pops for me, bud.
Did an event to raise money for the food banks, Greater Boston Food Bank, Worcester Food Bank, where LB was suspended in a lift and couldn't come down until we raised enough money.
Right.
But was mid-show, we went to him live, and he was snoring. sound asleep during the show. But that happens if you stay up late.
Of course. Right.
Happens.
Of course.
Morning, guys. Shine, just wondering if you could create an AI Curtis that we could listen to while he's gone, and then we could compare and decide which one we like better by the time he gets back. Thanks.
Pretty amazing, though, man.
Yeah.
A million people on Spotify thought they had found their new favorite band of human beings, and it was all AI generated.
Hipsters.
What were they called? The Velvet Sundown, right?
Velvet Sundown.
And so now are they going to, do you think the same amount of people will continue to love the band knowing it's not a band?
They'll have like a punch right now where people, they'll probably get a ton of listeners right now. They might fall off though. There's not going to be longevity
No, but if they keep putting out new music, I think people will be like, all right.
I don't want that though.
Right.
I
you might
I'm
not
fighting,
want.
I am fighting the robot uprising. Right. I'm not embracing it.
Right. But you're more of like, you wouldn't mind going. You're a concert person.
Yeah, like, I don't want to go to a concert that's like AI.
No.
Like robots.
No.
Like,
but I could listen to good music that is not a real person and not have to be like, oh, I want to go see them in concert. I just like music. So I think you could get away with it.
Rest in peace, LB. You were one of a kind. Going to miss you, bud.
Truly one of a kind. There will never be another human being who is that big. I got a text message this morning, which I think sums it all up, from a guy, one of our salespeople, longtime salesperson and sales manager at WAAF, named Jim Vero, who said the common theme today is how LB made others feel about themselves, which says a lot about a person.
Mm-hmm.
Like if that can be what you leave behind, then that's an incredible thing, I think.
He made people feel important.
Yes. Yeah, which we should all try to do.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, when I heard about LB, the first thing that came to mind back in the day when he got into the car accident and the news came out he was doing better.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
I said to my buddy, status update on LB. He went from critical to stable to daisies. R.I.P.
He did, like many, he loved daisies. He loved dads, which used to be. Did you ever go to dads, or was that before your time?
No.
On Boylston Street?
No.
Loved Kai's in Malden. And lives, you know, like I said earlier, loved Buffs.
Daisy's, so, was that in the North End? I'm not the one at Faneuil Hall.
No, Daisy's was on Newbury Street.
Oh, okay.
Daisy's was awesome.
Daisy Buchanan's.
You know, it's really sad news hearing about LB. Rest in peace. One of the greats. But quick question. Do sliding doors count as windows? Because I think that's the only window Shine can fit out of.
It's not enough that Courtney gets free family vacations every week during roadshow season. Now she's going to take a week and a half off flex time while Curtis is away for 2 weeks. Yeah. Greg, you are soft.
It's not up to me. I don't get it. It's Ken Laird who grants the vacation. So
I don't know what he's talking about. Free family vacations.
Well, like, aren't you going to a wedding or something?
No, I know. That's not free, yeah, but yeah, he's saying during roadshow season.
Because I think he means your family comes to all of them. I don't know what he meant. Yeah, maybe he's thinking
mom paid for herself. Right. Santo stays in my room.
Yeah. I gotta start.
It's called being married.
I'm going to take some days off in July then if they're giving them away like that.
You can't take any days off. You and I have to be here the whole month of July.
Got to put it in ahead of time, Luke.
Me and Shime and Jackson.
Look at August.
Nope.
Rest of July is on us. I'm taking 1 week off in August. That's it. And they're forcing me to do it. I don't even want to take vacation.
I was wondering why I was enjoying the show so much this morning, and then I realized Curtis wasn't here.
Hey, kid. You're the berries. I'm really going to miss those LB sayings. Rest in peace, kid.
Had a lot of great sayings, and I think we've mentioned most of them this morning. Not for nothing, kid. Was a big one. Side by each, kid.
Google it.
Ka-ching. He would always say when somebody was making money, he'd always say, ka-ching. The berries, I mentioned that. I don't know. I wrote a lot of them down this weekend. Laser show. Google machine. Had his own language.
Coco, first we've got receivers in Major League Baseball making the All-Star team, and now you got LeBron saying, go put some plate on your food and enjoy the day. Coco, honey, speech therapy class, it works for a lot of people.
You know what she meant.
Did I say
that? As well. But yeah, you just you mixed the two up. It was food on the plate. Yeah. You said plate on the food. Mm. They know what you mean.
LB, absolutely love the jackhammer. We're going to miss you, bud.
What's that?
Yeah, we didn't. Huh?
What's the
jackhammer?
That
was what he referred to as his go-to sex move.
Oh.
The jackhammer.
Okay.
And the reverse jackhammer was the one that he would often deploy.
Alpha male. If, jackhammer.
If he was in the mood.
He might have liked it. I'm not sure how much she liked the jackhammer.
You know, not the jackhammer?
And how, I mean, how does it? How can you do a reverse?
Come on, Courtney, really?
Think outside the box.
Do you even know what the jackhammer is?
Yeah. I don't enjoy that.
That's what I'm saying.
But different strokes.
Look like a squirrel or a rabbit.
Yeah,
like that'll do it, Greg.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'll do it today.
Man, all right. Well, listen, thanks for sharing this morning. And quick reminder that we are paying LB back for everything that he did for charity by raising money for his wife, Annie, and his son, Will. And so I want to thank the Boston Bruins and the Ray Bourque Family Foundation for getting us going on that. And so with all of the matches, Greg Hill Foundation is going to match as well, up to $25,000. We can match up to $60,000. So LB was willing to go anywhere at any time for any charity event. And I'm hoping that we can raise some money for his family. So go to thegreghillfoundation.org if you would like to give. And thanks to all of you who have already done that already. All right. That's going to do it for us for today. We will be back tomorrow morning. And we'll talk sports tomorrow morning. Talk Red Sox tomorrow morning. All
back.
Of that.
Yep.
Jones and Keefe are back. And they are next. Thank you for listening, kid. Now
the
time has come for
leaving. The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.